Have you ever heard the old saying that humans use only 10% of their brain? Would it surprise you to learn that that saying is not even a little bit true? I wanted to talk about three popular notions about brain health that are actually false, but they've been spread by so many people for so long that many believe them to be true. Let's dive in and see if any of them surprise you. Myth number one. There's nothing we can do ourselves to beat Alzheimer's disease or cognitive decline. So this one is false because while nothing has been proven to prevent Alzheimer's, there's a lot of research that shows you can reduce the risks and delay the onset of symptoms for years. Studies suggest that eating well, reducing stress, staying connected with others, and stimulating your brain with learning can at least slow the disease and its symptoms by several years. In fact, there are actually six pillars for brain health that are within your control. The more you strengthen each of them every day, the longer and stronger your brain will stay working, reducing your risk of developing dementia. The first of these is exercise. According to the Alzheimer's Research and Prevention Foundation, regular physical activity can reduce your risk of developing Alzheimer's by up to 50% and can also slow further deterioration in those who have already started to develop cognitive issues. The second pillar is social connections, whether that involves friends and family, volunteering, social clubs and groups, or simply just getting out in public places. Now, other pillars include a healthy diet, stimulating your brain with new challenges and ideas, quality sleep, and stress management. Myth number two, crossword puzzles by themselves can boost your brain power. Okay, so this one has a little bit of truth to it. Doing the same thing over and over again, such as a crossword, is not challenging enough to spark new neural connections and power your brain. However, learning something new is. See, your brain is similar to a muscle in that the more you use it, the more you can actually make new connections. This was displayed in a recent study that assigned older people to new activities. In the study, it was only those people who learned new skills that showed significant brain gains. Myth number three, humans only use 10% of their brain. The 10% myth is actually an urban legend that seems to have come from a 2011 movie called Limitless, which centered around a wonder drug that gave the main character accelerated memory and analytical powers. The truth, however, is that the idea is so wrong that it's laughable, according to one neurologist. What is correct is that at certain times in anyone's life, like when we're at rest and thinking, we may be using only 10% of our brains, but we use virtually every part of the brain throughout the day, and most of the brain is at least active nearly all the time. While it's true that at any moment all of the brain's regions are not firing at the same time, most are active over a 24-hour period. Evidence would show over a day, you use 100% of your brain. Even when you sleep, areas like the frontal cortex, which controls higher-level thinking and self-awareness, are active. So there you have it. Which of these surprised you the most? I'm Olivia. Thanks for listening.